Well, welcome back to the show. My name is Michael Melfi, and today I am honored to have one of my favorite people on the show, Ms. Sharon Lecter. Welcome to the show, Sharon.
Well, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be with you.
Awesome. And Sharon, as we were talking about before we got on the show, to have someone such as yourself, an international financial literacy expert who has been part of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book and 14 other books like that, to your newest book that just came out, Think and Grow Rich for Women, and one of my personal favorites, all my readers know this because I talk about it, The Outwitting the Devil, the book you wrote with the legendary Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich. It's such an honor to have you on the show, and I want to thank you for joining us today, and I'm excited and very enthusiastic to be talking with you a little more about all the great things that you have and are doing.
Well, wonderful. I'm delighted to be with you.
Great. And really just to hop right in, I think the one I want to talk about first is going to be the one about Outwitting the Devil, which is a great book about the secrets to freedom and success. And I want to ask you, is that was an interesting book. It was written in 1938, and it didn't come out until quite a bit later. And that's very interesting. I think most people don't know that. What was the story behind why that didn't come out?
Well, most of your listeners, I believe, may have heard of the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which came out in 1937. And it's really the largest and most popular book on personal development. Over 100 million of them have sold in its history. And its author, Napoleon Hill, basically devoted his entire life, 25 years of research, to generate that book. And it was The Powers of Success, The Laws of Success, that was really, it was like a thesis paper, because he interviewed all the successful people at this time. And when he released it in 1937, he himself was frustrated. He says, you know, even though people know what they're supposed to do to be successful, they don't do it. And I know that hit home for me, and probably a few of the listeners can, feel the pang of that feeling as well. We know what we're supposed to do, but we just don't do it. And so he sat down from that frustration and wrote this book, Outwitting the Devil. And it really was, he wrote it very, very quickly because it was almost like a download, and talks about how we allow ourselves to become our worst enemies. We hold ourselves back, and he talks about the power of fear. And he does it through a parable, an interrogation of the devil, where the devil has to say how he holds us back. And it's a parable. And he says, you can believe I'm talking to the real devil, or I'm, you know, the devil inside us, whatever you want to believe. The question is, will you derive benefit from what I share? Problem was, his wife was not real fond of the title and forbid it from being published. And so at this, you know, he died in 1970. She died later. Her sister had it until just a few years ago. And when she passed, it was given to the foundation. And they reached out to me and said, we're not quite sure what to do with it. So I had the incredible honor of running over to the beach with it and literally flipping through personally hand-typed letter pages with handwritten notes from Napoleon Hill. Probably only the fourth or fifth person ever to even read the manuscript. And I just was blown away with it. And I said, this has to get out. And so I had the huge honor of preserving it and what I call annotating it. So, and it was really annotated for new Napoleon Hill readers, because many new, the younger generation, don't know who he was. And so diehard Napoleon Hill fans can read it by skipping over my sections because they're in a different type font. But we wanted to show the contrast between where we were in 1938 as compared to today. And so those are the kind of comments that I make throughout the book.
And it is, your connotations are great, and it's such a great parable of a book. And as I shared with you, it's something that's a must-read for anyone that asks me, what are you reading or what should I read? And so, speaking of great reads, you have a great book that's just recently come out. It's the Think and Grow Rich, similar to that Napoleon Hill, for women. And it's interesting that when you look at some of the statistics that are out there, that 60% of all personal wealth in the U.S. is held by women, and 85% of consumer purchases in the U.S. are made by women. And there's going to be a very large transition of wealth. It's 70% of the 41 trillion in intergenerational wealth will transfer. It's going to happen in the next 40 years to women. There's a huge impasse of wealth that's going to happen with women, and you recently wrote this book, and it talks some about that, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And as I mentioned, you know, when Think and Grow Rich came out in 1937 after his lifelong work, there were no women in business back then.
Right.
We were teachers or nurses. So the book is, he interviewed a lot of wealthy men. Well, I still today believe the steps to success are the same. Think and Grow Rich is as valid today as it was back then. But I wanted to honor him and also let women understand that even though it was through his eyesight and men, that it was as powerful for us as well. And so the Think and Grow Rich for Women was an incredible project that I loved, and the fact that each chapter, the same chapter outline as the original book, and I synthesize Napoleon Hill's original concept, so enthusiasm, you know, understanding the power of autosuggestion. What are we feeding our mind? And then I talk about how I use each of those principles in my own journey. And then I interview various successful women from history, today, whatever, that use that level of success to generate success in their lives. And I have a series of quotes.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Again, Michael Melfi with the Trep Talk on the Michigan Business Network.